Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, a few weeks ago, we had the Governor's Cup competition, and we talked about that. And then 2 weeks ago, we had the presentation of the Governor's Cup at the Center Club, a really nice dinner. And I was there, and we were matching Maryland wines with Maryland and regional food, and it was wonderful. And I thought it would be really nice to invite the winner of the Governor's Cup onto Seller Notes to talk about it. So that's why we're sitting here with Rob DeFord
Woo-hoo!
Of Bordy Vineyards, whose Albarino of 2015 was the big winner. Welcome to Seller Notes, and congratulations on a truly remarkable wine.
Well, I'm really honored to be here. Thank you.
Glad to have you. Albarino, it's exciting. Talk to me.
Yeah, a Spanish grape doing pretty well in Maryland.
What language should I talk in?
Pick one.
How about regular old Maryland?
Regular old Maryland.
Okay.
A Spanish grape grown in the northwest of Spain became pretty famous about 10 years ago. People love Albarino, but now we're growing it in Maryland, and it's winning awards. Who would have thunk it?
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Well, you have to remember that in Maryland, we live by experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
We can never rest on our laurels. We have to keep looking and questing for the grapes that do best in our climate and our soils. And Albarino was a bit of a reach, but we took a big risk with it, and we planted quite a bit of it in our wonderful vineyards in the Blue Ridge called South Mountain Vineyard, which is strictly a vineyard, and we bring the grapes to our winery. Albarino has proven to be a champion. It has many wonderful characteristics. It's disease-free. It's very productive. It's easy to manage. And last but not least, it makes beautiful wine.
It does. And Hugh, the support for this wine was very widespread among the judges. And what was interesting was that at the Comptroller's competition earlier on, it finished second. So it's got a track record. I think the things that I admire about the wine just kind of the purity of the flavors. It's a very firm wine, really good acidic structure. It shows quality winemaking, and it's extremely food friendly.
I couldn't agree more. And we're looking for grapes that will adapt well to our climate. And this grape has proven to be a champ. Particularly, you mentioned acidity. That has been an issue with us in Maryland, and this grape solves it naturally. It's really been exciting to learn this.
I just think it's really exciting to see these different varietals coming up because, you know, I think we're still just writing the book in terms of what's really going to work here in Maryland.
Absolutely true. There's so many chapters yet to be written, but my prediction is that Albarino will have a real place in the evolution of the Maryland wine industry.
That's awesome.
Let me just read the other wines that we served that night. Crow Vineyards Barbera Rosé from the Eastern Shore, the Bordy Albarino. Catoctin Breezes Cab Franc, which was a dead ringer for a really good Loire Valley red. Old Westminster's Tapestry, a Bordeaux blend. And then a fruit wine from Big Cork. Four of these wines are made around the South Mountain region. What's going on there?
It's just an extraordinary area to grow grapes. I think it is the best region in the state, and that comes from someone who has taken grapes from all over the state. And one of our major vineyards is out there, and I know that our wines, as well as the others that are coming from the Blue Ridge, from the Frederick County area, are exceptional wines, a very exciting area.
Rob, in just a few words, the state of Maryland wine today.
It is so exciting, I can barely sleep at night. I mean it. The rings under my eyes are from excitement, and it's because the evolution of quality has just been really meteoric, it's stellar. Very exciting.
And people around the world are starting to pay attention. It's really amazing. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.
Good to see you. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.